How do you break a god that feeds on rage? You don't fight it. You don't defy it. You check your schedule and you agree with it enthusiastically. This is the record of Guardsman 17431, designation Kale of the Death Call of Krieg. He did not defeat a Herald of the Blood God. He did not resist him. He filed a complaint. And in doing so, he discovered the one thing in the galaxy that Chaos cannot process: a customer service issue. Guardsman 17431, Kale, had a problem. 847 days of active deployment, 312 combat missions, 67 confirmed suicide charges, and 0 deaths. By the standards of the Departamento Munitorum, this was an exemplary service record. Kale considered it a catastrophic personal failure. Every morning, he updated his personal log with the same flat entry: failed to achieve glorious death. Morale, unacceptable. He had tried everything. He volunteered for mine clearance, using his feet. He led bayonet charges against machine gun nests alone. Once, he stood on an active grenade to shield his squad. The grenade was a dud. His squad survived. They gave him a commendation. He filed a formal complaint under Form 77B, complaint regarding defective ordnance. His commanding officer, a non-Krieg commissar named Varn, found us all deeply disturbing. Not the death-seeking. That was just Tuesday for the Death Corps. It was Kale's methodical documentation of his failures. The man had spreadsheets, color-coded spreadsheets, tracking what he called his death deficit quotient. My DDQ is currently at -400%, Kale had explained during his last performance review, his voice flat. This is a severe deviation from acceptable Krieg parameters. The commissar rubbed his temples. You're disappointed that you are alive? Disappointment is an emotion, sir. This is a suboptimal resource allocation. I should have been replaced by a fresh asset 846 days ago. I am a logistical inefficiency. The tragedy of Kale was not that he wanted to die. Every soldier from Krieg wanted to die. The tragedy was that he was inexplicably, frustratingly good at not dying. Some men are born lucky. Kale was born competent, which for a Death Corps soldier was infinitely worse. Hive World Mortis VII, a name so unsubtle even the Administratum's mapmakers had groaned. The planet's southern continent was a meat grinder. 3 Imperial Guard regiments were holding a line against a full-scale Chaos incursion. Kale's squad was assigned to Trench Section 994B. Their orders were simple: hold the line. Their official life expectancy was 17 minutes. Kale had circled the number 3 times on his data slate and written "finally" in the margin. The attack came at dawn, a tide of screaming cultists and hulking Chaos Space Marines. The trench line erupted in fire and violence. Kale's squad died in the first 4 minutes. Kale did not. A bolter shell that should have taken his head missed because he had bent down to retrieve a dropped ammunition clip. Proper resource management was essential. A chain axe that should have cut him in half was snagged on a stack of supply crates he had arranged earlier because they were stacked to the exact regulation height of 1.2 meters. By minute 6, he was alone. surrounded by the dead, he continued to fire his las gun with mechanical precision. This was not courage, it was muscle memory. 23 years of training had hardwired the motion. Acquire target, fire. Acquire target, fire. His Pontius mind was already filling out the preliminary paperwork for his own demise. That's when the sky split open.
It wasn't a portal. It was more like reality had decided to take a sick day and let its unhinged cousin cover the shift. The air turned the color of blood. The ground became humming brass. And through the wound in existence stepped something that human eyes were not built to see. It was 30 feet tall, a living monument to every violent death ever conceived. Its skin wept blood. Its wings were made of screaming swords. It carried an axe that howled with the voices of everyone it had ever killed. Based on the volume, that was roughly everyone. The cultists fell to their knees in worship. Even the Chaos Marines took a step back. Kyle reloaded his las gun, muscle memory. The demon's voice was thunder made of pure hatred. I am Khazarak, the Skull Render, Herald of Khorne. I offer you the greatest gift of all, a glorious death in the name of the Blood God. Kyle looked up from his weapon. He processed the statement. He checked his chronometer. Excellent. I'm already 47 minutes behind schedule. How do we proceed? The demon blinked. This was a disturbing sight, as it had 7 eyes, and they did not blink in sync. For the first time in 10,000 years of bloody service, Lord Khazarak was about to receive a customer complaint. Khazarak had a script. 10,000 years of manifestations had perfected it. Step 1, appear in glory. Step 2, offer power or death. Step 3, harvest skulls. It was simple. It was effective. It had never, ever failed.
Mortal, you stand alone against the might of chaos. Join me and receive power beyond your imagining, or die now and feed the skull throne.
Kale consulted his data slate. I'll take the death option, thank you. Could you be more specific about the timeline? Is it immediate, or will there be paperwork first? The demon's 7 eyes all focused on him.
What?
The death, Kale clarified, his tone flat. You mentioned death. I need to file a KIA report within 6 standard hours of expiration for my replacement to be requisitioned. Will this be a quick process? The demon's wings, which were made of swords, actually rattled in confusion.
You want to know about the paperwork?
Protocol 17-4 requires proper documentation of the circumstances of one's demise. I have the forms pre-filled. I just need an estimated time of termination from the service provider. The demon's voice was a low growl of disbelief.
I am not a service provider. There's no paperwork in death.
That's impossible, Kale stated, as if explaining gravity. Everything requires paperwork. How would the administratum accurately track casualty rates?
The administratum doesn't track your death. Khorne takes your skull.
Yes, but does he provide a receipt? That was a very long beat. The cultists were starting to look at each other. One whispered to another, Is he negotiating the terms of his own death? I think he's doing a performance review. Khazarak decided to skip the pleasantries and move to intimidation. This part always worked.
Behold my glory, mortal!
The demon spread its wings, revealing 1,000 weeping, bleeding eyes. Reality warped around it. The muddy ground churned into a carpet of screaming faces. The very air sharpened into invisible knives. "Look upon me and despair!" Kale looked. His expression did not change. An interesting allocation of biomass. Seems inefficient, though.
Inefficient?
The extra eyes, Kale elaborated, pointing with his stylus. You have approximately 960 more than is strictly necessary for basic depth perception. The metabolic upkeep must be enormous.
They are symbols of Korn's all-seeing rage.
Yes, but can they all focus independently? Because if not, you're essentially carrying decorative organs. Very impractical in a combat situation. The great axe in the demon's hand began to scream louder.
I have slaughtered billions! I have burned worlds! I have...
Did you file the environmental impact assessments for those?
What?
For the world burning, Kale said calmly. Regulation 644B requires environmental impact documentation prior to planetary scale destruction. It's a 40-page form, but really, the first 12 pages are the important ones. A Chaos Marine clad in black and gold stepped forward. He seemed confused.
Lord Kazarik, should we just kill him?
No, he's mine!
The demon roared, then lowered his voice to a conspiratorial growl.
He just needs to understand the situation.
I understand the situation completely. You are offering a service, death. I am accepting the service. Can we please proceed? I have efficiency metrics to maintain.
The demon changed tactics. Perhaps the mortal needed motivation. You seek death, soldier of Krieg, a noble goal. But what if I offered you something better?
Better than death? Kyle's voice held the faintest hint of suspicion.
Sir, with all due respect, that sounds like heresy.
Power, immortality, the strength to crush your enemies.
Why would I want to crush my enemies? Kyle asked, genuinely perplexed. That would only reduce the number of personnel capable of killing me. It's counterproductive.
Glory, then. Recognition. Your name echoing through eternity.
I don't have a name. I have a designation. And eternal recognition would require updating an infinite number of personnel files. The paperwork would be unimaginable.
Revenge? Revenge against the officers who sent you here to die?
No one's wronged me. My officers are fulfilling their duty by sending me to my death. The only people who have wronged me are the Medici who keep saving my life. But even they are just following protocol. The air around the daemon was starting to shimmer with heat. Several nearby cultists had begun to back away slowly.
What do you want, mortal?
I believe I've been very clear, Kyle said, looking down at his notes. I wish to die. You offered death. This should be a simple transaction.
But you're not afraid, the daemon bellowed.
Was I supposed to be?
Yes, that's the entire point. You're supposed to rage against me, or fear me, or bargain with me, or...
Oh, Kyle made another note.
There appears to have been a misunderstanding of the target demographic.
He looked up.
Death Corps training begins at age 6, sir. We spend approximately 14 years rehearsing our deaths. I have personally practiced dying 12,347 times. This would simply be the practical examination.
That's insane! That's Krieg.
But here is what the daemon, in its 10 millennia of slaughter, could not comprehend. Kael wasn't being brave. He wasn't being defiant. He was being completely, catastrophically sincere. And sincerity was something Chaos had no defense against. The truth was worse than heresy. Kael wasn't choosing death over damnation. He was trying to complete an assignment that was 847 days overdue. Khazarak, for the first time in its existence, began to improvise. It threw everything in its arsenal at the guardsmen. It summoned visions of cosmic horror, walls of living flesh, rivers of boiling blood, pyramids of skulls reaching to burning alien skies. Impressive logistics, Kael noted, unimpressed. The skull sorting alone must have taken ages. Did you organize by size or by species? It showed him the warp itself, an endless churning ocean of madness where physics went to die and grammar took a holiday. Interesting, Kael observed. No proper filing system. That explains a great deal about the chaotic nature of chaos, actually. It manifested the very essence of rage, a pure, undiluted psychic fury that had driven entire star systems to madness. This seems emotionally wasteful. Have you considered implementing anger management protocols? It could improve unit cohesion. Anger management? The daemon roared, its voice cracking. I am the herald of the God of Rage. Yes, but uncontrolled anger leads to poor tactical decisions. For example, you have been attempting to corrupt me for 14 minutes instead of simply killing me. That's a significant drop in your kills per minute ratio. Very inefficient. The daemon's form was starting to flicker, not from weakness, from confusion. In 10,000 years, it had never met anyone who treated cosmic, soul-destroying horror as a scheduling conflict. Why won't you react properly? The daemon's voice had lost its thunderous boom. It sounded almost petulant. I am reacting properly. Krieg Manual, Section 9, as... Upon encountering hostile forces, maintain fire until death or victory. I am maintaining fire. I fired a single pointless lasbolt at the daemon's foot. It did nothing. And I am waiting for death. You said you would provide death. Was that false advertising? A chaos sorcerer, sensing things were going off script, cautiously approached the increasingly agitated daemon. Lord Khazarak, perhaps we should just...
Shut up! I'm thinking!
The Blood God demands skulls, my lord. His skull is right there. We could simply take it.
It's not about the skull, Khazarak hissed. It's about the principle of the thing.
What principle?
He has to care. He has to feel something. Fear, rage, despair, anything.
Kael raised his hand slightly. Excuse me, I am feeling disappointment. Does that count?
The daemon whipped its head around.
Disappointment? About what?
This entire process is taking much longer than anticipated. My replacement cannot be requisitioned until I am confirmed deceased. You are causing a significant delay in the logistics timeline. The daemon sat down. This was unprecedented. A 30-foot-tall manifestation of eternal rage sat down cross-legged on the battlefield and put its head in its massive clawed hands.
This isn't how it's supposed to work, it muttered, mostly to itself. Would you like to review the standard protocol? Kael offered helpfully. I have a manual. You have a manual for Gaiman encounters?
Appendix J, Kale confirmed. It's quite brief. Step 1, maintain fire. Step 2, die. I am currently stuck on step 1 due to your non-compliance with step 2.
I'm non-compliant? You're the one who isn't being properly corrupted.
I am not required to be corrupted. That is not listed in my mission parameters.
A very, very long beat. The entire battlefield had stopped to watch the exchange. Cultists, Chaos Marines, and even a few Imperial Guard reinforcements who had arrived on the flank were now just standing there, unsure if they were supposed to interrupt.
Let me understand this, the Daemon said, finally, its voice disturbingly conversational.
You want to die.
Correct. You've been actively trying to die for 847 days.
Correct.
And you see me, Kazarok the Skull Renderer, a being of pure rage and slaughter, as what?
Customer service?
Essentially, yes, though your response time has been disappointing.
I feed on the rage of warriors, on their fear of death, on their desperate, bloody struggle to survive.
That seems like a rather limited business model, sir.
It is not a business model. It is the fundamental nature of existence.
Have you considered diversifying, perhaps, accepting mild frustration or bureaucratic disappointment as an alternative energy source?
The Daemon stood up. Then it sat down again. Then it stood up and started pacing.
I need to go.
But you haven't killed me yet, Kale pointed out.
I'm not going to kill you.
Why not?
Because you want me to, the Daemon roared.
And if Korn finds out I killed someone who wanted to die, who felt no rage, no fear, just a mild bureaucratic inconvenience about the delay?
The Daemon shuddered, a truly terrifying sight.
I'd be demoted.
I'd be turned into a Nurgling. Or worse, I'd be put in middle management.
So you are officially refusing to provide the advertised service?
Kale asked, his stylus poised over his slate.
Yes. Could you put that in writing? I'll need documentation for my report explaining why I survived this encounter.
Get your own damn documentation.
The Daemon began to discorporate, its solid form dissolving back into the screaming madness of the warp.
This isn't over, Guardsman of Krieg, its voice echoed.
Should I schedule a follow-up appointment?
No, never. I'm putting you on the Do Not Engage list.
There's a list? What form do I need to fill out to...
But the Daemon was gone. Reality snapped back into place like a rubber band. The screaming ground became dirt again. The knife air became just air. The battlefield was utterly silent. Then, after a moment, a single cultist raised his hand.
So, do we still attack, or...
The battle didn't so much end as it mutually agreed to stop. The Chaos Forces, having just witnessed their 30-foot-tall herald of eternal slaughter effectively rage-quit reality, seemed uncertain about their next move. Their morale, once fueled by divine fury, was now fueled by an awkward existential confusion. After a few moments of shuffling their feet, they began to retreat. Not from defeat, from... second-hand embarrassment. The Imperial reinforcements found Guardsman Kaul alone in Trench Section 994B. He was not celebrating. He was not catching his breath. He was filling out an after-action report.
Guardsman, What happened here? Lieutenant Crassus of the Cadian 98th demanded, his pistols still raised.
Enemy forces engaged, sir, Carl reported without looking up. Daemon manifestation occurred. Daemon subsequently refused to complete offered services. Enemy withdrawal followed.
The lieutenant blinked.
You fought off a greater Daemon of Khorne?
Negative, sir. We had a disagreement regarding service delivery timelines.
Service delivery?
It promised death, Call stated flatly. It failed to deliver. Highly unprofessional.
The lieutenant stared at the battlefield, at the hundreds of corpses, at the lingering brass residue in the air from the Daemon's manifestation, and at one single Kriegsman who appeared to be writing a negative performance review for a Chaos God's chosen herald.
I need a drink, the lieutenant muttered. Alcohol consumption during active duty hours is a violation of regulation.
I don't care.
Commissar Varn, Carl's long-suffering handler, arrived 3 hours later. He had seen a lot in his career. This was new. He read the preliminary report, then looked at Carl.
Let me be absolutely clear. A Daemon of Khorne, a being of unimaginable fury, manifested specifically to kill you.
It offered death as a primary service.
Yes, Carl confirmed.
And you accepted this offer.
Enthusiastically, sir.
And it left?
After approximately 22 minutes of what I can only describe as a negotiation,
yes.
A negotiation?
About what?
Efficiency metrics, mostly, and its complete lack of proper documentation for soul harvesting. It's a very disorganized operation.
When a greater Daemon voluntarily retreats from a single unarmed guardsman, questions are asked. Questions that are usually followed by inquisitors. Inquisitor Marix was a Puritan of the Ordo Maleus, a specialist in cornate corruption. She had seen warriors resist through faith, through hatred, through sheer bloody-minded stubbornness. She had never seen resistance through aggressive compliance.
You spoke with the entity for 22 minutes, she stated, her voice cold as the void.
22 minutes and 37 seconds, Kael corrected, consulting his log.
And you felt no rage, no bloodlust, no desire to take skulls for the skull throne.
I felt a mild irritation at the delay in my scheduled demise, Kael reported.
Does that count?
No.
Then no.
She subjected him to 17 different purity tests, psychic probes, recitations from the Lectitio Divinitatis. At one point, she just hit him with a ceremonial hammer to see if he would get angry.
Ow! He said, his voice unchanging.
That will require a medical report, Inquisitor.
You're not corrupted, she finally concluded, completely baffled.
You're just broken.
Broken implies I was functioned differently, ma'am. This is standard Krieg operational procedure.
Your operational procedure drove off a servant of the ruinous power through sheer disappointment.
Should I apologize?
No, I mean, no, she stammered, gathering herself. I just...
How?
Kael considered this for a moment.
Inquisitor, have you ever had to contact the Departamento Munitorum's customer service line?
What? By the throne, no.
It's a very similar process. The customer makes unreasonable demands. You continue to follow protocol. They become upset. You continue to follow protocol. Eventually, they hang up.
The daemon was essentially an upset customer who hung up on reality. The Inquisitor's final report was the shortest in the history of the Ordo Malleus. It read, "Subject demonstrates a unique non-heretical immunity to cornide corruption through a total absence of any emotions worth corrupting. Recommend immediate and continuous deployment to active war zones. Do not attempt rehabilitation. Subject's profound psychological damage appears to be a tactical asset."
Word of the Krieg incident spread through the warp like wildfire, if wildfire could be deeply embarrassed. In the brass citadel, upon the skull throne itself, Kurn, the Lord of Rage, received the news. The Blood God's fury was infinite, eternal, and currently focused on a very specific, very frustrating problem.
"He did what?"
The messenger demon, a quivering ball of terror, cringed.
He treated Lord Kazarek like a low-level service provider, my lord."
"And Kazarek fled?"
"Lord Kazarek's official statement was that the mortal was impossible to work with and has requested a formal reassignment to literally any other war in existence."
A cosmic, skull-shaking pause. Korn's fury transcended rage and became something else. Something far worse. Korn was experiencing what mortals called a bad day at the office.
"Bring me the service record of this mortal."
The records were brought forth, a psychic projection of Kael's entire frustrating existence. 847 days of attempted death. 67 suicide missions survived through pure competent accident. A lifetime calculated in spreadsheets and disappointment.
This is not a warrior. This is a clerical error given flesh.
Shall we target him for glorious destruction, Lord of Skulls?
No. Put him on the exclusion list.
The exclusion list, my lord.
The list of mortals too annoying to corrupt. Yes, we're starting one. He is the first entry.
Meanwhile, in real space, other Chaos forces were learning. Tactical adjustments were made. When facing Death Corp regiments, new protocols were quietly distributed among Chaos Lords. Do not offer death as a threat. Do not engage in dialogue regarding efficiency. Under all and any circumstances, do not discuss paperwork. If a Kriegsman asks for a death receipt, disengage immediately. This is not a drill. A word-bearer's Chaos Lord summarized it best in a secret voxcast. They've weaponized bureaucratic depression. Even the gods can't handle that level of passive aggression.
Kael was reassigned to the 337th Krieg Siege Regiment. His new designation was 18001. His new mission was exactly the same as his old mission. Hold the line. Die for the Emperor. He updated his service record. Day 848 of active duty. Death not achieved. Daemon encountered but failed to provide advertised services. Filed official complaint with the Departamental Munitorium. No response expected. Morale consistently unacceptable. His new squadmates found him unsettling, even by Krieg standards.
"Is it true?" one asked, his voice hushed. "You talked to Daemon to death?"
"That is incorrect," Kael replied. "I talked Daemon into leaving. Death was not achieved by any party involved. It was a failure on all fronts."
"But how?"
"I requested the service it was offering. It became upset
that I wanted the service it was offering. It was highly irrational behavior.
From a daemon?
Yes, Kale said. It is likely why they are referred to as chaos. Very poor organizational structure.
3 months later, during the siege of Kalos Prime, another tear in reality opened. This time, a herald Odsench, a being of writhing tentacles and impossible geometries, shimmered into existence.
Behold, mortals, I bring you madness and...
Is that a Kriegsman from the 337th Siege Regiment?
Designation 18001?
Yes.
The one from the Kozarok incident report?
That is correct.
We're leaving. But you just arrived. Scheduling conflict. Very busy. Plans within plans. Goodbye.
The daemon vanished so fast it left a small, apologetic pop sound.
The lesson is written in the great ledger of the lost. It is filed under victories, subcategory, technically not victories, but the enemy left, so we're counting it. The Death Corps of Krieg are famous for their willingness to die for the Emperor. What Guardsman 18001 proved is that there is something far more terrifying to the enemies of man. It is a man who has made dying his primary performance metric and is deeply, professionally frustrated by his constant survival. Korn feeds on rage, on fear, on the desperate struggle for life. But what happens when that struggle isn't desperate? When death isn't feared, but scheduled? When a mortal treats the manifestation of cosmic rage like a delayed shipment, annoying, but ultimately just another failure in service delivery? The gods of chaos corrupt the soul through emotion. Through desire, rage, despair, and hope. But what the Death Corps of Krieg have engineered is the ultimate defense against this. They have replaced all emotions with paperwork. They have not defeated chaos. They have done something far worse. They have made dealing with humanity inconvenient. In the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war. But for Guardsman 18001, there is also mild disappointment and proper documentation. And against that combination, even the gods themselves decide to file for reassignment. The Emperor protects, but sometimes a well-worded complaint protects better.